Earlier this year, Idaho lawmakers enacted legislation banning historical horse race betting machines. Then, Governor Butch Otter vetoed that measure. But the Coeur d'Alene tribe argued that Otter didn't complete the veto in the required 5-day time frame, and the high court agreed. Then, in a tit-for-tat move, the Idaho Attorney General's office said the tribe failed to submit an invoice for attorney's fees in the required 14-day time frame following appeals cases. Wednesday, the state Supreme Court turned down the state's argument and ruled in favor of the tribe. Deborah Ferguson is the lead counsel for the tribe in the case, who says the tribe was able to successfully argue there was no 14-day time limit, since this was really not an appeals case.
And the court agreed with the tribe on that point. This was an action that was brought in front of the Idaho Supreme Court under exercising its original jurisdiction, not as an appeal. And specifically, the tribe was seeking a petition for a writ of mandamus, which it was granted.
The court has ruled that Idaho must pay the Coeur d'Alene tribe some $57,000 in legal fees, although that was less than the original $95,000 requested. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.